So Scott in Ypsilanti, I'm going to have to go with that right now because Scott in Ypsilanti says that's the turkey roost off the expressway there. It's called the turkey roost. I don't remember seeing a name. I just remember seeing turkey, like fresh turkey or turkey dinners or something. But he says it's called, and I haven't been close to it, so it's called the turkey roost. So thank you, Scott, for that. And almost in line with that, there's the Dixie Chicks. See, I made a transition there from turkey to Dixie Chicks. They had a concert planned for tonight at Pine Knob, and it's been postponed. I'm not sure exactly. I think it was some doctor's orders about vocal rest or that sort of thing. I wasn't going. Were you going? No. You have to turn
your mic on. No,
there we go.
Wasn't going to make it.
He's answering me questions without the microphone. So you have maybe the same feeling I had about the Dixie Chicks?
Yes.
Yeah, years ago. Yeah. I guess I've never gotten over that. Anyway. All right. Happy to say hi to Jerry Brisson. You've been hearing him on some recorded commercials here on WJR. He is the president and CEO of Gleaners, and their summer campaign theme is a hunger-free summer, keeping kids fueled for summer fun. God bless you, Jerry Brisson, and all the people you represent that keep doing great work there at Gleaners. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and thank you, Paul. It's always great to talk to you, and, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time, and I appreciate it. You know, we have such a great partnership with WJR and with you personally, and we really appreciate your support. So yeah, this is the time of year where we remind people the kids are out of school and they get a lot of meals in school.
Yeah.
And so we work with citizens who matches gifts all summer long so that we can make sure kids can thrive. It's a simple message, but it's such an important one because, you know, every single person has amazing potential. But if you starve that potential, it hurts the whole community.
That's so well put and so true. And unfortunately, right now, with the inflated grocery and gas prices putting additional strain on our hungry neighbors, I'm glad that you're noting that, taking note of that, and giving an extra good push for this hunger-free summer.
Well, you know, there's so many reasons why people might need help, and our job is to be there for the community when the community needs us. So inflation and gas prices and other things are really obvious right now, but there's a lot of not obvious things. You know, there's hungry people in every community, and they're not going to walk up to you and say, "Hey, you know, I'm struggling right now." It's not what people do. So we've got to make it more visible, especially when it comes to kids. You know, we say there's two words that should never go together, Paul: hunger and child. Right? They should never go together.
Never go together, and unfortunately, far too often they do. And what you've taught me, Jerry Brisson, as the president and CEO of Gleaners, sometimes we have in our mind a picture of hungry people, and we would be stunned to see that picture is not always correct, not always accurate. Included in that picture might be people you work with every day because they have a full-time job and they still are having food insecurity.
Yeah, things happen, you know. I mean, aside from, now we've got such amazing employment numbers. The labor market's tight, and so, you know, people can get jobs, and they do, right? They do, in fact, get jobs. But not every job pays the same amount of money, and people are in different situations. If you have a couple of kids and you're a single parent particularly, that can be pretty tough, even if you're doing everything right. So the bottom line is it's easy to assume who might be hungry, but when you actually go to one of our distributions and you see the people coming through, you go, huh, that's not what I thought. So as you say, Paul W., we got to be there for the people that need us when they need us. On average, people need help for a few months. Some people need help a little bit longer. And, of course, some people are in situations that are far more chronic. They have a chronic disease or something they're managing, and it makes their life tough for those reasons. But whatever the reason, we cannot let children go hungry. We cannot starve our community of that potential. And, you know, right now, citizens and other donors are matching gifts dollar for dollar. That means every dollar provides six meals. You know, people can make such a big difference right now while we're working on this summer, hunger-free summer.
When you say citizens, you mean Citizens Bank?
Yes, righto.
Okay, good. I want to make sure they get credit if they're stepping up to do something nice like that. Gleaners remains a crucial safety net for families in need. And now, through August, with this summer food service program at this various sites that you have in the Hunger Free Summer, through the end of August, you're going to get every dollar matched by citizens and other generous donors. So that really gives people an opportunity to double the good they can do.
Yeah, and it means every dollar makes a difference. You know, I think one of the reasons people often don't help is because they don't know that it matters, right? And so one of the key things we want to say is it matters. Every dollar, six meals, that matters.
Well, it sure does. If you need help, call 211-211 or visit gcfb.org, gcfb.org. If you can give help, please donate at hungerfreesummer.org, hungerfreesummer.org. God bless you, Jerry, for doing such good work all year round. You don't ask for a lot of help, but when you ask for it, you really need it. And right now is the time. I hope people will help out at hungerfreesummer.org. And thank you so much for all you do in the community.
Much appreciated, Paul W. Thank you.
Jerry Brisson, Gleaners President and CEO on WJR, The Paul W. Smith Show.